Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Pella's Union Street Players are celebrating 25 years of history. What are some of the high points? What do people get out of community theater? And how can we help celebrate? Let's go in depth with Tom Vanderwell with the Union Street Players. Tom, what do you know about the beginning of the Union Street Players?
Well, one of the great things, you know, even after 25 years, is we still have folks who were part of the very beginning of it around and still involved in Union Street Players. But it really began in the summer around 1987 when a group of people who were interested in starting a community theater began producing very short sketch comedies for Thursday nights on the square, and they would perform them up at the Thursday night performance with the city band and all. And that's what really got the ball rolling. And it was in 1989 then, after a couple of summers of this, that Union Street Players was formally put together as a nonprofit organization, and things began going from there.
Any memory of the first skit?
I don't, because I was not around. I was moved to Pella in 2004, so I was not around for those days. But there was a lot of melodrama. You know, as I look back through the old archives and see things, they did a lot of funny little sketches. One of the things that was done in the summer of 1988, it was a show called I'm Herbert. It's a little about 15-minute one act. And that has continued to be one of the little pieces that people have talked about through the years. And we're reprising that piece, I'm Herbert, at our 25th anniversary gala on September 8th. And Arvin Van Zanny and Dottie McGee, who are both members of our Walk of Fame, are going to be doing that piece.
Do we remember when the first full-blown play occurred and what it was?
Yeah, it was, there were... back then, it would have been in 1989, it coincided with the renovation of the old high school into the Pella Community Center and the Joan Kuiper-Farber Auditorium, and that became Union Street Players' home stage. And there were, at that point, full-blown productions began, and usually two to three a year. And it started with some classic comedies like Arsenic and Old Lace, and a lot of more of kind of the melodramas with somebody dying and the caricature of the detectives and the cops and the people trying to farcically hide the body and those types of things. Those were the things that played really big in the early days of Union Street Players.
And you've had some remarkably successful productions. Which ones do you think are notable?
You know, what's interesting is that everybody loves musicals. And it wasn't until about 10 years into Union Street Players that USP began trying to do staging big Broadway musicals. And the first one was Music Man, which is, of course, got great ties to Iowa. And Pat Van Zanny put on the first musical. From there, musicals became a regular part of our season, and we've done most of the big classic ones that you think. Sound of Music played really big. Fiddler on the Roof was a huge production. And right now, Annie, which was done in 2010, a lot of folks in our group are saying that is perhaps the most successful and popular show that we've ever done.
Those are all great shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people in Pella and beyond really get into them, huh?
It's amazing. You know, USP really tries to do a broad range of things. We do small shows that nobody's heard of. We've done a lot of original scripts from local playwrights. But the reality is, if we want to sell a lot of tickets and get people to come out, do a musical, and people will show up.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Union Street Players' 25 years of history with Tom Vanderwell. What do people get out of participating, acting or behind the scenes or directing?
The thing that I found most fascinating, Bob, is that when I came to Pella in 2004, I saw an audition poster for the musical South Pacific, and I thought to myself, what a great way to get to know people in the community. So I auditioned with my daughter, who was in high school at the time, and we got a part, and it was such a great way to get to know people in the community, because it's a project. You do it for a couple months, and it's over. If you had a good experience, you can do another one. If you didn't, you're done, and you can move on and don't do anything. But I got to meet people. We got to work together on a common goal of putting this show together. Had a lot of fun, a lot of laughter. And you just feel good about being a part of it. And I think the people who are involved just enjoy the community aspect of it.
So how do you decide what to put on?
The way that it works for Union Street Players is that we have discovered if you don't have a director who is passionate about doing a show, you're already kind of behind the eight ball. And so the way that USP has really grown is to say, who has a show that they really feel passionate about and want to direct? And if you have somebody that steps forward and says, yep, I want to direct this show, then that's what we tend to run with. And so we don't start with really the show. We really look for the director and who has a desire to really put a production together.
Now, do people come with a lot of experience, say, from high school or college, or they're novices?
No, it's all over the board. We've got people who have had a lot of experience and through school and done things in other places maybe before they moved to Pella. We have a lot of people that say, I have not been in a show since fifth grade when I was, you know, in my fifth grade teacher's Christmas play, but I've always had an interest in it and want to give it a shot. So it's everything in between, and that's what makes community theater great, is no experience is necessary.
And the singing roles, now that takes some experience.
You know, you'd be surprised, though, because we're always amazed in auditions that someone will show up that you have never heard of, or maybe you don't know. They get up on stage and they're nervous and they say, I've never done this before because I've been too scared to get up in front of people. But they have a beautiful voice, they blow you away, and it becomes a great moment in their lives to get over some of their fears and actually be part of it.
Are there a lot of community theaters still making it across the country? I think a lot of people are more focused at home on the computer or on the other media, television.
What we find, yes, there are community theaters all over the place, and most community theaters are just a handful of people that do it because they love it. And then you go all the way to, you know, the Des Moines Playhouse is probably the most successful community theater in the United States. And most people think that the Des Moines Playhouse is as sort of a professional theater, but actually it is a community theater. It started like any other community theater, and it just grew and grew and grew and grew to the point where they have a full-time staff and pay people and have a beautiful facility there. But so it is. Community theaters are struggling like everybody else. How do you get people out? We're stuck at home. We're behind our computers. We are on Facebook and Twitter. So how do you get people to come from behind their computer out the door to come to the community center, buy a ticket, and sit and watch a live production? That is the biggest challenge we find, and I don't know that there are any great answers. We just continue to try and put great shows on and get the word out and invite people, and hopefully the quality of our productions will make people want to continue to come back again and again.
And come out and see your friends and neighbors doing something. Theater going is an active kind of thing. It's not passive like sitting at home. I mean, even sitting in the audience, you're engaging in ways that you can't looking at the screen.
It's exactly right, and it's one of the wonderful things about live theater is you never know what's going to happen. And from night to night, you could come to opening night, and it's going to be a different show on closing night. It's the same show, But you never know what happens on stage, and performances change, and people, you know, as people interact with that, there is a dynamic that you will never get out of a movie or television, and it's just a lot of fun.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Union Street Players' 25 years of history with Tom Vanderwell. Well, and there's an educational component for the kids, too. You have workshops for kids and productions for them. Sometimes I've seen casting calls for people from kids 6 to 11 or whatever.
Oh, yeah. We've got, you know, Union Street Players does a drama camp every summer for kids. We have shows in which we've got kids everywhere from, you know, we'll have babies on stage all the way to all the way up. And it becomes a part of these kids' life experience. And we're really proud that we've got kids that have been part of Union Street Players that have gone on to major in theater, that are right now in professional theater. And we like to think that Union Street Players was the place where they got that little spark to follow their dreams.
Well, if not just in the theater, just in, you know, into the business world or their professions or whatever, they've stood up in front of a hometown crowd and sang or did their lines, even if small, and then they're, even if, you know, a short little, you know, piece, a short, small role, but then they've performed before and they can take those skills they've learned into their careers.
You know, I had I wrote a blog post on my personal blog this last winter, and it was about the 10 ways being a theater major, and I was a theater major in college, 10 ways that being a theater major made me successful. And really the post is about the things I learned on stage and in theater that gave me what I needed to know to be successful in the business world. And the post went viral, and I've had over 100,000 hits and views on the thing, and it's been all over the place. But it just goes to show you that theater is more about, it's not just about entertaining, and it's not just about pretending, and it's not just about doing something whimsically on stage. It prepares you in ways that you would never realize how to just live life well.
Well, now that you were talking, I was just thinking that most of the time, most of us we're acting in very narrow roles that's called ourselves.
Yeah.
And it allows us to do other kinds of things, dramatic or silly or whatever. It gives us free license.
Exactly right. And one of the things that I always try and help explain to people, we think of acting as pretending, as like putting on something that's not real. But one of the things you learn about acting is that if you want to portray a person and have an honest, true portrayal that people in the audience are blown away by, you have to understand that person. You have to walk in their shoes and put on their skin and understand what motivates them. And I've always felt like acting is a lot like psychology, and it has taught me how to appreciate people of all walks of life and empathize with them and understand them and respect them.
Because for a little bit, a month or so, an hour or two each night, you are somebody else.
Exactly right. And until you walk in those shoes, you may not understand them, but once you've spent 3 or 4 months with a character, that's a part of you for the rest of your life.
Well, then you know yourself better, the real you better.
Exactly right, because it helps me to define who I am in contrast to this character and what makes us different. And sometimes I have to realize that in playing this character, I may be bringing pieces of myself into it that may not be completely honest to that character. So I have to learn to differentiate and what's different and what's the same. It's a great process. It's fascinating.
Have you ever learned and grown from being in another character?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I played Daddy Warbucks in Annie here a couple years ago, and many people think, I mean, Daddy Warbucks is a cartoon character, but I dug into the period of history. What was it like during the Great Depression? What was it like to be a self-made industrialist at the time? What were the things that drove Daddy Warbucks? What were the things that made him a part of that time? I learned so much and appreciated what it must have been like to grow up as an orphan and then be a self-made man, and the bitterness he felt, and that what Annie brought to his life. I grew so much as a human being by playing that part.
And similarly, all of the other Union Street players would have a similar story to me.
I would hope so. Absolutely. You know, I think it's a growing process, and I've been doing it a while, and so maybe I get more into it and take more out of it than others do. But I would hope that people, as part of being in these productions, are growing as human beings. So.
Well, and now we have an opportunity to come together and celebrate 25 years of the Union Street Players.
Yeah, a quarter century USP has been a part of this community, and successfully so. Most people don't even realize USP has won award after award for the quality of our productions. We just won, of the 11 awards that the Iowa Community Theater Association gave out for 2011, USP won 5 of the 11 for their production of Once Upon a Mattress. Consistently been voted the best performing group in Marion County. And it's sad to me that there's a lot of people out there in Pella that have never been to one of our shows, that have never experienced it. So on September 8th, we're going to celebrate 25 years. We're going to meet at the Opera House. We're going to have some great food and have a show to just celebrate all of the great performances of our past. And then just we're going to have a dance and shake a leg late into the night and just have a lot of fun.
That sounds great. And so there's probably some limit on the number of people that can come. Is there an RSVP?
Yes. So September 8th at the Pella Opera House. It's going to be a whole evening. From 5:30 is a reception with heavy appetizers and great food. 7 o'clock is a show. And then from 8:30 until midnight, we're going to be dancing. The Opera House only holds 300 to 350, so there is a limited number there that we can have. And we've got a lot of people. We've got almost 100 performers from the past and present that are going to come and be a part of this. It's going to be really exciting. Tickets are on sale right now. You can buy them at the Pella Opera House. You can buy them at Cammie's Place. You can go online at unionstreetplayers.com and buy them online. After August 31st, it goes up to $30 for an adult and $20 for a child. So we're encouraging people to get out there and get their tickets early.
Well, it sounds like fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. There are so many wonderful people associated with this. We've got people from the community that are being involved. The mayor is going to come and give a proclamation about Union Street Players, and it's going to be a real community event. So we want to encourage everybody to come out and enjoy. It's a great night out. Have a fun time. And we've got a lot of people that are going to be dressing up. Black tie optional is the theme of the night. So ladies, put on your dresses. Guys, put on a suit or rent a tux from the USP costume shop and come out and get ready to just to have a lot of fun.
Thanks to Tom Vanderwell for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.